This is Wild About Utah.
To those who take personal pride in their yard, park, field, or community, you could easily become part of an amazing network called Journey North. This is a free, very easy citizen science online activity that people can simply enjoy, or enter data about their own backyard and join over 80,000 other people and schools that participate regularly. Journey North began in 1994 as a way for people to contribute to the study of phenology, which is the observation of seasonal changes in living things. Of course, these changes take place based upon latitude, altitude, soil types, and proximity to water. Basically, people observe what is happening in their own yard on any particular day, then they go to www.learner.org/jnorth, where they can register their location and record their observations of certain birds migrating back north, or the budding and flowering of plants as the temperatures warm in the spring. It's interesting to compare the differences between southern sites like Moab and St. George to the northern cities like Logan. Nobody ever inspects your property, and the data is kept confidential on the Journey North site. There are no ads or phone calls to try to sell anything. This is strictly to collect science data. There are options to email other observers around the world, but nobody is required to respond. Once you enter data, a dot will appear on the world map showing your general location. The dots are colored based on the date of the entry, so everyone can witness seasonal changes sweeping northward in full color. What kind of data does Journey North record? They've prepared a general list, realizing that not all species will be seen by everyone. A sample of birds includes hummingbirds, bald eagles, whooping cranes, common loons, orioles, red-winged blackbirds, robins, and barn swallows. Other sightings include the first day you observed milkweed growing, monarch butterflies, earthworms surfacing, frogs singing, the emerging and flowering of tulips, the flowing of maple sap, the date when tree buds opened into leaves, when ice melted off nearby lakes, and when you first saw bats chasing insects around city lights. Some reports come from around the world, including South America, Eurasia, Africa, Asia, Australia, and all of North America. So don't be surprised to see data about gray whales and manatees. There's even mystery class contests where people can try to guess the location of a school based upon their observation entries and the length of daylight they've reported during the season. Journey North provides an opportunity for everyone to become a citizen scientist.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Helstern, and I am Wild About Utah.